As children played, read books, or assembled puzzles at a preschool in Cleveland's central neighborhood, HUD Secretary Julian Castro praised the way many area organizations are working together to provide educational preschools.
Cleveland gets it, and I'm encouraged to see the work that is happening here to ensure these young people get a good education and also to work with the Housing Authority and others so that we lift up families that are willing to work hard for it.
Congress has made $250 million available to the states, and Ohio is one of 30 to apply for help. But in Cleveland, the city schools have already kicked in money. The county is spending $4.5 million a year. The Cleveland and Gund Foundations have each given $300,000 this year, and private companies are making donations. Special Assistant to President Obama, Roberto Rodriguez, is impressed.
The partnership between the philanthropic, the corporate, and the public leadership here is the type of model that we want to highlight to really help expand the reach of high-quality preschool and move our communities forward.
The CEO of Cleveland Schools, Eric Gordon, says high-quality preschool is not daycare. It's teaching with trained educators, and he says it gets results.
We're a K-12 institution. There is no mission to provide early childhood experience. If it weren't the right thing to do, I'd be investing $14 million somewhere else. It is so important to our long-term success that we get our kids started right.
The Department of Education will decide in December which states will receive grants for preschools. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Mark Uricchi.